I know you love books.
Can you tell me something that you'll always find inside a book?
Writing words.
Not always.
What does that say?
Granddad's book without words. Isn't that wonderful? You don't even have to be able to read words to read this book. So just turn the page and see what's on the first page. Not going to be any words. What's that? Can you see what colour that is? That is gold. And that page reminds me of heaven. And it reminds me of heaven because the Bible in Revelation tells us that it's only a picture because heaven is a spiritual place. But it tells us that the streets of heaven are covered in gold. It's saying it's beautiful. Gold is beautiful, isn't it? Did you know gold never goes dusty? Gold always stays shiny. But the special thing about heaven's gold is you can see through it. Because it says it's like gold but like glass. Heaven is a beautiful place, wonderful place. There's no sickness, no sadness, no death, no hatred, no police sirens going up and down the road. Can you tell me who's in heaven?
Jesus!
Well done, Jacob. That is the most wonderful thing about heaven, is that Jesus is there. The most wonderful thing, because we know Jesus loves us. Heaven, a most wonderful place. But you know, the most wonderful thing about heaven is that God wants you to be there. That's the most wonderful thing about heaven. God wants you to be there. And he wants to live in your heart, and he wants you to be his special friend. Let's turn the next page. And I don't think it's going to be such a nice page. What colour is that?
Black.
When is it black? Night time. It can be very black at night time. I don't know whether you've ever been when it's been really, really black. I was out in the countryside once visiting some children in a youth hostel, and I had to walk down a long, narrow, winding country lane to find my car. And it had a barrier across the road halfway. And I went out and it was pitch black. And it was so black that although I was looking for it, I walked straight into the barrier. It was just pitch black. And God says our hearts are like that. Black and dark. God's light isn't in our hearts when we're born and when we grow up, if we don't love Jesus. Because God isn't there. Why isn't God in our hearts? Why can't God live in our hearts? Because of sin. Because sin grieves God and we have sin in our hearts. Jesus said, obey your parents. Have you always obeyed your parents? I haven't. God says, do not steal. Have you ever stolen? I'm sure we have at times. So we've sinned against God, and therefore God can't be in our hearts, and he can't give us light in our hearts. We don't have light. And that's why, if you've got friends at school, and I have friends, colleagues at work, who don't seem to understand the Bible, who can't seem to believe in Jesus, and in fact they seem to hate Jesus, because they have no spiritual light. They're dark. They're in darkness. A little boy called Robert once. And Robert was a little boy. And he was like all little boys. He really enjoyed himself. And one day, he really enjoyed having a new carpet in their dining room. It was a lovely white shag pile carpet. Beautiful. Just the sort of thing you don't have with children in the house. But anyway, Mummy said, now, Robert, she said, don't you ever dare bring your felt pens in the dining room now, in the living room, because this is a special, expensive white carpet. Well, one day, you can guess what's going to happen, can't you? One day, Mummy was out in the garden doing some gardening, and Robert was busy in his bedroom. But after this while, he thought, I'd like to do some covering, and that carpet is so lovely and soft to lay on. So he took his paper in the dining room on the lovely new white soft carpet and he started using felt pens covering. He thought, Mummy is so silly. If she thinks I'm going to get felt pen on this carpet, she won't even know I've been in here. Well, he kept carried away, more paper and more felt pens, and after a little while, Robert! You get ready now, I'm going to do dinner. And he thought, oh, quick! Mummy mustn't see me in the dining room on the carpet with my felt pens here. Gathered up all his paper and he went back to the room, he looked back. And there was Red felt pen and blue felt pen and green felt pen all on the lovely white shag pile carpet. And at that moment, Mummy came in. She was so cross. I told you not to take the felt pens in the dining room. Look at that new carpet. Daddy and I spent all our money on that carpet. Oh, Robert, when are you going to learn to do as you're told? And Robert cried. And he was so sad. Well, that afternoon they were going down to the water park to play. And he was really looking forward to it. But now, he couldn't enjoy it. They went down the water park, but every time he looked at Mummy, she looked sad. And he knew she was sad, because he disobeyed her. And he thought, I don't think Mummy can still love me now. Mummy can't possibly love me, I'm such a naughty boy. And that evening, he thought, I'm going to have to try and say I'm sorry. But if Mummy doesn't forgive me, I don't blame her after ruining that carpet. So I went into Mummy and said, Mummy, I'm so, so sorry for spoiling that lovely carpet. And Mummy said, Robert, as long as you've learnt your lesson, I forgive you. And she put her arms around him and gave him a big hug. But you know, that wasn't the end of it, was it? Because next morning he got up and he went into the dining room. There was a felt pen on the carpet. And it made him feel so bad. And the next morning, went in, felt pen on the carpet. Oh, he hated to see that carpet because it reminded him he'd been so disobedient. Then one day a man knocked at the door. And Mummy let him in. And he said, I've come to clean your carpet. And after he'd been busy on the carpet, all the felt pen had gone and it was lovely and white. And Mummy said to Robert, Robert, do you realise Mummy and Daddy were going to go on holiday next week? We can't now, because we've had to use our money to clean the carpet. For the next page, we've got colour.
Red.
Red. That reminds me of the blood of Jesus. Because, as I said, God wants you to be his special friend. God wants to come and live in your heart, to cleanse you from your sin, and for one day you to go to heaven. And we've done wrong things. And you know, with God, just like with Robert with his mummy, if we're really sorry, if we really don't like seeing God sad with our sin, we can go to God and say, I'm so sorry for my sin, please forgive me. And you know, the wonderful thing is, because Jesus died on the cross, not only will God forgive us, but he will clean all our sin away. And we will end up with a nice white heart. A clean heart. But you know, just like heaven, we would have sunshine, so not sunshine, we would have God's light shining in our heart. And God's light will help us understand his word, understand about God. And as I said, God one day wants to live in our hearts, to be our special friend, and one day for us to go to heaven. And if we've had our sins forgiven, and God's light is in our heart, God will come and live in our hearts, we'll be his special friends, and one day we will go to heaven. It's a lovely story, isn't it? That's a storybook that anybody, whatever language they speak, can read. Because there's no words. Isn't that lovely? The psalmist wrote this. And it was a prayer. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Psalm 51, verse 7. Let's say that together. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Psalm 51, verse 7. Let's say it once again. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Psalm 51, verse 7.